It's time for Live and Local here at KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio. Live from the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate your time. You can tell the seasons are changing. It's 18 degrees outside right now. The leaves are falling. Thanksgiving's around the corner, and the Christmas Carol is opening at Omaha Community Playhouse on November 15th. And for the 14th year in a row, Jerry Lange.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
As Ebenezer Scrooge. Incredible. You have been grouchy for 14 years.
I have been coming here for 14 years. I have been coming here every morning, sometime around Christmas, to talk to whoever happens to be behind this microphone now.
That's right. And
I'm the only constant around here.
Well, and all 10 listeners.
And thank you all. Thank all 10 of you.
Jerry, great to have you here.
Great to be here.
It is just the neatest tradition. What a great show. It is truly an epic show. And this year, kind of a funny schedule, starting a little earlier this year.
We're opening on the 15th. Because of the calendar, we're opening a week before Thanksgiving. So we do a week, and then we'll take that. Get your tickets early. That's what I'm saying.
There it is.
Because it's starting earlier, and it of course goes right up until the day before Christmas Eve on the 23rd. So there'll be a Monday show this year.
Outstanding. How have rehearsals been going?
Absolutely fantastic. A lot of new people, which is always a great time to watch. You know, you get some fresh perspective on what's going on. Things that you think you've heard before, you're now hearing in a completely different way. And it's just a great bunch of people to be with. It always is a great bunch of people to be with. Great kids, great people. Some returning people, like I said, some new people. We've got our same directing team as we had last year, which has changed over the years. We've gone through different directors, and these guys are really on the money. They are true to Charles Jones's original vision of the way Christmas Carol was supposed to be, the way that he saw it. And so there's no big surprises in that department, but it's always surprising to spend Christmas with Christmas Carol.
Sure. And of course, with you having done it, you said this is the 44th year, you believe.
I think it is, because Mr. Boyd did Scrooge for 30 years, and I came in at year 31. So, if I've been doing it 14 years, this is our 44th season.
That's amazing. It's just amazing.
And nobody saw that coming. They did this. Charles wrote this show as something to do at Christmas time. So he sat down with the book and he wrote this, and he got with John Bennett, and John Bennett put the music to it. And 44 years later, here we are.
Wow, it's just amazing. Now, it's been kind of neat for you as well, because as you being an anchor in this, a constant mm-hmm. throughout mm-hmm. at least the last 14 years, you've seen some of the folks that came in as children in this thing.
You want to feel old? I'll tell you how to do it. Get into something for 14 years and find the little girl that was so tiny and petite that you would lift up out from under the desk and take her out the door is now an adult.
Sure, with kids of her own.
With kids of her own.
Who are now in the show.
And you get to see those. It is quite an amazing thing. You get to watch your life pass before you, you know, as people are marching out the theater. And geez, man, that kid used to be in Christmas Carol, and she just brought her whole family and her mom and dad. It's an amazing thing.
How energized are you getting to do this again? Because
I'm always pumped for this thing, because honestly, this is one of the greatest gigs in the world. I mean, for me, it's like the top. It is my most favorite thing that I have done theatrically of all the things that I've done. And it's easy to get jazzed about it, because you can sit backstage and watch this thing. There's a few times where I just get to watch. And I still look at it and go, man, this is really cool. How did I luck out into this gig? This is fantastic. And that energizes me every time, gets me every time. I look forward to this every year. Don't get me wrong. By the end of the run, I'm ready to take a break.
Sure.
But then it's like, I can't wait to do it again. Let's do it again. When are we starting?
That's fantastic.
It is great.
That is just wonderful. Well, it's in the main stage theater. It's Hawk's Main Stage. Opens up November 15th. Do you have any previews on this one? Any preview performances?
There's the Wednesday preview, so there's got to be something on the 14th, and I don't know what the ticket things are like for that. But yeah, 15th is the absolute opening, which is what, Thursday?
I believe it. Yes, yeah, Thursday. Right. And of course, if anybody's looking for information on tickets, and you know, if you're interested in going, you'll want to order quickly. OmahaPlayhouse.org. Again, that's OmahaPlayhouse.org would be the place to go. November 15th through December 23rd, Wednesdays through Sundays, different show times on each of those days, so you want to check that out as well. Jerry Lange.
What a pleasure.
I so look forward to our chats.
I do enjoy
each and every year. Now, I'll tell you what we got to do is get you another job here in the summertime so I can see you more than once
there
a year.
There we go. Get me something else to do. I'll come by. Or I'll just drop by unannounced. Let's talk.
Even better. I'll pull the restraining order.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jerry. Jerry Lange has been my guest. He is Ebenezer Scrooge, and you can see him this year. We return to NPR programming now.